Fischnitz, handmade pan-cooked schnitzel, and Melbourne Airport parking. One-day terminal parking now only $51.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
In for Gary Hocking, forced to kick with that left foot. Not bad, looks for hit.
Well, they reckon Dustin Martin is big at this stage, and some are calling him the biggest player ever, Wispy. But you just said to me, Gavin Wanganeen back in 93, was that the Brownlow year?
Yep.
1993, was as big as any footballer that you've come across in terms of popularity and rock star status.
Think of Justin Bieber yep. at his absolute peak.
Right.
And you're almost somewhere near the popularity of Gavin Wanganeen back in 1993.
Told me a story of girls just trying to break down doors to get to him. He joins us on the line. He's in town for the big game tomorrow night, Bombers versus the Crows. G'day, Gav.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Oh, just excited to talk to you. I've been reminiscing with Wispy in the ad break about your career and some of the stories he was telling me. It must have been hard to get from your car to the training ground.
Yeah, there were some tough times there, Gaz.
Hey, tell us about the night the outside plumbing on the toilets came crashing down, Gavin.
Oh, I don't know, Tim. What was that? What was that one?
Well, that was when there was a lot of girls. There's like a whole group of girls that would follow Gav absolutely everywhere.
Yep.
And just to get a better spot of him and a better sighting on him, they climbed the plumbing pipes on the outside of the toilets and they came crashing down one night trying to get a glimpse of you.
Yeah, there were a few tough nights at training, Tim, just trying to get back to the car. The security guys had to help me get back to the car. So, yeah, they were interesting days, weren't they?
Gavin, have you ever heard of that? Security had to actually be attached to him to get him from his training venue to his car.
I'm not surprised, but you also did say when you were telling the story about the plumbing coming down, Gavin said, actually, I think they're trying to get a look at the Wisp. That was what he said to me during the ad break. Hey, you're the first Bomber legend for 2018. You got to get into your seats by 7:30 tomorrow night, Essendon fans. And what's your role on the night?
I think my role is, I think it's a little bit low-key, a little bit of a surprise, but I think there'll be an interview. I think I might be going onto the ground at some stage and doing a little bit of a walk around the boundary line. So that'll be good to be able to engage with a lot of the old Bomber supporters who probably over the years, did support me. So it's always a pleasure coming back to Melbourne and being welcomed back, at the red and black. We've still got red and black blood running through my veins and had a wonderful 6 years in Melbourne and at the Essendon Footy Club. Great memories that I'll take with me forever.
Hey, Gav, you've become a renowned artist as well. You're still doing a lot of painting?
Yes, Tim. My art's going really well. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing at the moment and I'm really busy. And, who would have thought, going from a professional footy career into a professional art career, it's sort of, I have to pinch myself sometimes. It's pretty different. What I'm used to, but yeah, really enjoying it.
And what hopes have you got for the Bombers and perhaps your other side, Port Adelaide? Where do you see both finishing this year?
Yeah, well, I think we all know they both have recruited well over the pre-season with some pretty handy inclusion. So the squads will be improved dramatically and they'll have a little bit more depth there. So I expect both teams to have really good seasons.
And your boy, Tex, isn't it?
That's it.
Yep. What age is he now?
He's 15 this year.
15. And is his footy progressing nicely still? And is he still favouring Essendon over Port Adelaide at father-son?
He enjoys his footy. He knows how to play the game. He reads it well. And, there are a lot of kids at that age who've got the talent. Just a matter of, whether he wants to take to the next level and work really hard. So just hope he enjoys it. And look, he likes both teams. I mean, living in Adelaide, though, Port have probably got a little bit more of an advantage, just only because he lives there. But, if footy's his go and that's what he wants to do, and if he's good enough when he gets to around 18 years of age, who knows what he's thinking, then it's his decision. And I don't want to influence him in any way, shape or form, but it'll be 50-50, hey?
Well, imagine the excitement for Essendon fans or Port Adelaide fans to see another Wanganeen in their midst. Hey, the first Bomber legend for 2018. Enjoy it Friday night at Etihad Stadium. Gavin, thanks for joining us.